Bounties and gratitude. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Say Alhamdulillah, let gratitude be learned. Bounties and gratitude.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to the program Bounties and Gratitude. We explored the great bounty of wealth and the importance of being grateful for it. In today's episode, we will discuss a remarkable and essential bounty, one that everyone recognizes as invaluable. This bounty has elevated those who understood its worth and used it wisely, shaping them into truly great individuals. That bounty is time. Yes, today we will explore time as a precious gift, how we can express gratitude for it, and the immense loss of wasting it. But first, let's listen to the excellence of sending durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, O people, indeed the one who will swiftly attain salvation from the horrors and accountability of the judgment day will be the one who abundantly sends durood upon me in this world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Viewers, this program explores the countless bounties Allah Almighty has bestowed upon humanity. Bounties that serve people in their times of need. Every creation of Allah Almighty has a purpose. Nothing is without benefits. Whether for human life, the environment of the universe, every creation plays a role. Likewise, to help us live our lives properly, Allah Almighty granted us the bounty of time. But what is time? We cannot define it completely. All we know is that it constantly moves forward, gradually aging everything. Through time, a person transitions from childhood to youth, then to old age, and eventually passes away. If time were to stop, aging would cease, but time never stops. It flows continuously, leaving everything behind and moving forward towards the future. To mark the passing of time, Allah Almighty created the sun and the moon, allowing humans to track time through their movement. It is proclaimed in the Holy Quran, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ دَائِبَيْنِ وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ Translation becomes the Irfan, and for you, He set the sun and the moon in motion, constantly orbiting, and He made the night and day accommodating for you. Viewers, had Allah Almighty not created the sun and the moon, humans would have no natural way to measure time and organize our daily activity. We're destined, the clocks we use today were designed based on the movements of the sun and the moon. But they are merely tools for tracking time, not time itself. Through them, we recognize how much time has passed, how long we have spent on a task, or how much time we may have wasted. This reminds us that the creation of the sun and the moon is also a great bounty, as they allow us to measure time. Without them, how will we know how much of our life has passed, how much time we have wasted, or how much time is needed to complete a task? Dear Islamic brothers, now just think about the immense celestial bodies Allah Almighty created to help humans understand the value of time and use it wisely. These great signs remind us how precious time is and encourage us to make the most of it. Therefore, it is our responsibility to recognize this incredible bounty from Allah Almighty and use it in the best way possible. From this discussion, we have learned that time is a tremendous bounty. And to use it wisely, we must first understand our ultimate goal. A person prioritizes time based on his goals, giving the highest importance to what matters most. The greatest goal of human life, the very purpose of our existence, is to worship Allah Almighty. Yes, the highest purpose of our lives is to worship our Creator Azza wa Jal. Other important objectives in life come after this. As Allah Almighty proclaims in the Holy Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Translation becomes to Irfan, and I did not create jinn in mankind, but to worship me. Viewers, human life is limited, and none of us know when death will come. Therefore, we should focus on freeing ourselves from worldly distractions and dedicate as much time as possible to worshiping Allah Almighty and remembering Him. Just as Allah Almighty revealed the purpose of our creation, He has also made us aware of the importance of time. As Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzu Irfan, by time, surely man is in loss. Viewers, in this Quranic verse, Allah Almighty swears an oath by time. All scholars agree that when Allah Almighty swears an oath by something, He emphasizes the greatness and significance of that thing. In this case, Allah Almighty swears by time to draw our attention to its immense importance. Allah Almighty mentions that indeed man is in loss because his life, which is the true capital he possesses, is constantly decreasing. Imam Fakhruddin Razi quotes the words of a pious saint who says that I understand the meaning of Suratul Asr from an ice vendor calling out in the market saying, have mercy on this person whose capital is melting. When I heard these words, it struck to me deeply. He further states that therefore anyone who spends his life carelessly and without purpose will be among those who suffer loss. This means that as time passes, a person moves towards loss, but not everyone. Allah Almighty makes an exception for those who use their time wisely and spend it in His remembrance, as is proclaimed in the same Quranic chapter. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Translation of Kanzul Irfan, except those who believe and do righteous deeds and emphasize the truth to each other and urge one another to be patient. This means that those who have faith, do good deeds, and encourage one another to remain steadfast in faith, righteousness, and patience through the hardships they face for the sake of religion are not in loss. By the grace of Allah Almighty, these individuals are not only saved, but are actually at an advantage because they dedicate their lives to obedience and good deeds. Dear Islamic brothers, from these Quranic verses, we learn that the best way to spend our time is in the worship of Allah Almighty. Those who neglect worship and remain constantly occupied with worldly matters are in true loss. Our time in this world is brief, yet within this short span, we must prepare for the long journey of the grave and the hereafter. Time is incredibly valuable. It moves forward like a speeding vehicle, never slowing down, never turning back. Once a moment passes, it's gone forever. While explaining the purpose of life and the importance of time, Sayyiduna Imam Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala states that hurry up, what is your life? It is nothing but a series of breaths. If it stops, the deeds through which you seek closest to Allah Almighty will also come to an end. May Allah Almighty have mercy on the one who reflects on himself, realizes his shortcomings, and sheds tears over his sins. After saying this, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, recited verse number 84 of Surah Maryam. إِنَّمَا نَعُدُّ لَهُمْ عَدَّا. Translation from Kanzu Irfan, we are only counting a number for them. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala, states that here number refers to the number of breaths a person takes. Viewers, you have heard about the immense bounty of time and how Allah Almighty has emphasized its importance while guiding us towards the true purpose of life. Yet, it is unfortunate that we often fail to appreciate time as we should and instead waste it carelessly. Today, one of the biggest means of wasting time is social media. Many children, and especially young people, spend countless hours on their phones seeking entertainment without even realizing how much time has passed. Similarly, excessive video gaming has become a major distraction. not only wasting time, but also jeopardizing the future of many young individuals. Beyond these, meaningless gatherings with friends and idle conversations also consume valuable time. While it's important to interact with friends respectfully, engaging in pointless discussions, backbiting and baseless talk about neighborhood affairs, or making plans for success without putting in real effort are all significant ways time is wasted. The respected scholars who authored the hundreds of books on Quranic commentary, hadith, history, and various other sciences. Imam Ibn Jawzi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, "If I completely isolate myself from people, it is not appropriate, as it weakens bonds of love and affection. However, if I engage in unnecessary socializing too often, it leads to a waste of time. Therefore, I have adopted a balanced approach. First, I try to avoid excessive meetings. And if there is no way to avoid them, then I keep my conversations brief. Additionally, during such meetings, I engage in tasks that do not require deep concentration, such as trimming my pen, cutting paper, or handling other minor tasks. This way, I fulfill social obligations while also making productive use of my time, ensuring that the precious moments of life are not wasted solely in conversation." Similarly, restaurants have also become a major source of wasting time nowadays. With so many food options available, people often spend a great deal of time just deciding what to eat. Then comes the choice of restaurants, which can also take considerable thought. After that, time is wasted waiting for the food. And even after finishing the meal, people often linger, engaging in idle conversations, relaxing, or sipping drinks. Many hours can pass in this way, but many people do not realize that they have wasted precious time, moments of their life, on food whose pleasure lasts only until it reaches the throat. In contrast, our pious predecessors approached this matter with great wisdom. They would eat only as much as needed to sustain themselves, ensuring that excessive eating did not lead to laziness or wasted time. In fact, they would even engage in other productive tasks while eating. Regarding this, Imam Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala states that, "I swear by the Lord, I deeply regret missing out on my scholarly activities, whether it is writing or reading while eating, because time is an incredibly precious resource." Regarding the renowned 8th century Shafi'i scholar, Sayyiduna Shamsuddin Asbahani, Hafiz Ibn Hajar rahmatullahi ta'ala states that he rahmatullahi ta'ala used to eat only a small amount of food because eating more would require him to relieve himself more frequently. He realized that constantly going to the washroom would waste his precious time. The honorable teacher Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhima, Sayyiduna Ubayd bin Ya'ish rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states that, "For 30 years, I maintained the practice of not eating dinner with my own hands. Instead, my sister would feed me bites while I continued writing during that time." Viewers, who were these people who valued their time? They were our pious predecessors who made the most of their time and accomplished remarkable scholarly achievements. Today, we continue to look up to them as examples. Because of their punctuality and their wise use of time, they remain alive in our hearts. They were such great individuals whose lives were organized that they never wasted a single moment. In contrast, the modern generation has numerous distractions that waste time, such as movies, and if you reflect more, we'll see many other activities that contribute to time being squandered. These non-shari'i activities often play a major role in wasting time. It is unwise to engage in such activities simply for the pleasure of the evil baser itself. True wisdom lies in using our time wisely and focusing on preparing for the hereafter, so that on the Day of Judgment, we do not regret how we spent our time. It's also important to use time effectively in the field that aligns with our life's purpose, working hard wholeheartedly. The more importance you give to your goals and the greater effort you put in to achieve them, the brighter your chances of success will be. On the other hand, wasting time on trivial pursuits will inevitably lead to failure. We should eliminate every unnecessary activity that distracts us from our goals, because time passes and wasting it destroys progress. Abandoning such distractions is one of the beauties of Islam. As stated in Tirmidhi, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, one of the qualities of a person's Islam is to avoid anything that does not benefit him. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to value our time and use it to achieve our rightful goals. Viewers, remember, time is a bounty from Allah Almighty, and wasting it is a form of ingratitude for that bounty. As long as a person has a bounty, he may not fully appreciate it, but once it's gone, regret sets in. That's why the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has already warned us, saying, take advantage of five before five. Your youth before your old age. Your health before your sickness. Your wealth before your poverty. Your free time before your busyness. And your life before your death. Dear Islamic brothers, as we've learned about the importance of time and the practices of our pious predecessors, we should strive to follow their example by using our time wisely and adopting punctuality. This way, we can show gratitude for the bounty of time by using it properly. The best way to honor this great gift from Allah Almighty is by dedicating our time for the purpose of our life, remembering Allah Almighty and worshiping Him. By doing so, we not only earn rewards for our good deeds, but also engage in purposeful activities. Alongside worship, it's important to balance the other aspects of life. We should manage our time in a way that allows us to spend quality moments with our families and loved ones, while also fulfilling our other responsibilities with excellence. Another way time is wasted is by unnecessarily delaying tasks. People who manage their time properly in this way often find it difficult to succeed in life. This is because every day brings new responsibilities, and if one task isn't completed, it leaves the next one unfinished as well. As Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala wisely stated that your life is constantly passing by, so why show laziness in doing good deeds? Once somebody said to Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiyallahu ta'ala an, that O Amir al-Mu'mineen, put off this task until tomorrow. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied that I can barely complete my daily task in one day. If I push today's task to tomorrow, how will I manage to finish the task of both days? Therefore, managing your time in a way that prevents it from being wasted or filled with impermissible activities can also be a way to show gratitude for this bounty. However, it is essential to make the intention in our hearts that we will refrain from wasting the precious time Allah Almighty has given us. May Allah Almighty help us value our time properly and use this precious bounty for righteous and permissible purposes. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Bounties and gratitude. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Say alhamdulillah, let gratitude be learned. Bounties and gratitude.